Tomorrow morning, Australian time, American presidential campaigning enters a new era. South Carolina will host a presidential debate with a difference. Democratic candidates will take part in the two-hour discussion, but the questions won't come from a panel of journalists. They'll come from ordinary Americans using their home videos. CNN and the internet broadcasting site YouTube have joined forces to stage the event. Some political watchers believe the idea might catch on here, but some believe the experiment may backfire on those staging the debate. Sabra Lane reports.
American politics has a long history of debates involving presidential candidates. Back in 1858, Abraham Lincoln and Stephen A. Douglas had seven debates, each lasted 3 hours. By comparison, tomorrow's event will be short and sweet. The nine Democratic candidates, who are simply vying to be their party's preferred presidential nominee, will have a two-hour debate. The questions will come from ordinary Americans who have a home video and internet connection. Take this example.
Hi, I'm Zinni Abraham in Oakland, California.
From a middle-aged American shot in what looks like his home.
Are you going to hire your friends to run key government divisions, or are you going to hire the best and the brightest, or are you prepared to tell us that your friends are the best and the brightest?
CNN's hosting the debate with help from internet broadcasting site YouTube. More than 2,000 entries have been sent in to producers. Most of the films have been shot in a no-fuss, straightforward way, with the potential inquisitors looking straight down the lens of the camera, delivering simple questions. But some entries, like this snippet, are raw with emotion.
I would like to ask the candidates what they have in plan for our healthcare system so that someone at my age doesn't have to have a heart attack and triple bypass and this scar, just because I could not get any doctor to order the tests that I needed.
And of course, some budding comics have gone to a great deal of trouble. Take this clip of an animated talking snowman.
I've been growing concerned that global warming, the single most important issue to the snowmen of this country, is being neglected.
CNN executives are screening all entries. They'll use a handful of them. Producers say the most creative and compelling messages will go to air.
It's a novel development in the use of the electronic media in American presidential elections, and it should be interesting.
John Hart is a reader in political science at the Australian National University.
It will be particularly attractive to the generation that makes use of internet communications, YouTube type of communication. So I guess, if anything, it was probably going to be dominated by younger voters rather than older ones.
Dr. Peter Chen, a research associate at the National Centre for Australian Studies at Monash University, has studied the use of the internet in political campaigning.
It's an interesting and useful innovation. It takes what Americans are quite familiar with, the town hall meeting, and it takes it into the new media. So it certainly extends the range of participants who can, quote-unquote, you know, eyeball the candidates and ask them questions.
Does it hand more power to the people?
Yes and no. I think in some ways it does, individual people. I think we can overread these sort of things. And also we've got to remember that only a slice of the population has the sort of moxie and communications experience to be able to put the videos together.
I think it's a joke. I think it's absolutely ridiculous.
That's Mark Pesci, an honorary associate at the Digital Cultures Program at the University of Sydney. He says this experiment has the potential to backfire against YouTube.
CNN has basically said that their political team is going to sift through all of the submissions and pick, and I quote here, the most creative and compelling videos. And that means that CNN is still getting to set the terms of the debate. This isn't the public speaking directly to the candidates. YouTube is all about everyone talking to everyone. It's about an open community who are freely exchanging opinions on everything, which is exactly the opposite of what CNN is trying to foist on an unsuspecting American public.
There'll be a similar debate involving Republican candidates in September. And John Hart thinks in time it might be something that makes its way to Australia.
I mean, Australia, you know, follows the United States in importing a lot of devices that have been used for campaigning in America. And it wouldn't surprise me if some years down the track we see something like that here.
Some years, I suspect possibly some months. The ANU's John Hart, ending that report by Sabra Lane.